Earth Day is right around the corner, and if you are looking for ways to get involved or reduce your footprint, look no further than the fridge. Up to 60% of food waste occurs in households and businesses. While composting is an option for some of that waste, there may be other uses for your stale donuts and banana peels. Morgan Bowerman is the Resource Recovery and Sustainability Manager of Wasatch Resource Recovery.
So we like to say we can take the full plate. Sometimes compost facilities are really picky on what they can take and what can be composted. So often they'll take fruit and veggie scraps, maybe some eggshells and some coffee grounds. And we, on the other hand, can take all of the rest of the stuff. So we'll do the fruit and veggie scraps, but we can also do the meat and the dairy and the oil.
Bowerman explains that anaerobic digesters are very different from composting facilities, which are better able to handle woody and fibrous waste, like Christmas trees.
The food waste will go through a grinder and get liquefied, and then it will head on into the digester where it'll be heated up to about body temperature, and then those naturally occurring microbes, just like are in our gut, will go to town on the food waste that's now in the anaerobic digester.
The entire process can take as little as 2 weeks, and in addition to reducing waste that will end up in the landfill, the process can produce renewable energy and byproducts.
When those microbes break down organic matter without oxygen, they off-gas methane. So that methane is what we'll be able to capture, and then we can compress that, stick it straight into the pipeline, and it will be a renewable natural gas. And then on the other end, you know, we'll have what we call a digestate that will come out as biosolids that can be turned into fertilizer, or, you know, that can actually be added back into a compost facility and be used as the nitrogen content.
The Wasatch Resource Recovery hopes to be fully operational by the fall. In the meantime, Bowerman recommends individuals reduce waste by effective meal planning and use of the freezer. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.